Really,
well, it looks so many. Still do that, you know, from each district. Uh-huh. And there's a chairman and vice chairman and ordinance. There's about five of them, you know. But the chairman, he's the head man, you know, mm-hmm. he's on top. They're still got that.
You were the committeeman from this?
I was for a long, long time, you know.
Was that an elected office?
Yeah, well, you're elected just with the people.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
With the district. Mm-hmm. The district.
How long would you say you did that?
Oh, I guess 15 years probably.
Could you tell me a little bit about what the committeeman had to do?
Well, he just go out there and meet, you know, and attend the meetings and learn what you could and try to pass it on to your neighbors, you know, help them out. And then when a survey of some kind was to come up, a committeeman's job is to do that. It's your job to measure the backer and anything else that needed to be done, you know. Through the district. Each district had a committee, you know.
Well, that's what I was wondering. You said measuring tobacco. Is that, I didn't understand what...
Well, you see, the backer's under allotment. Mm-hmm. And you had to see if they had too much or not.
Oh, I see.
If they had too much, well, they had to pay on the backer, you know.
Measuring
tobacco.
If
they didn't have enough, yeah. It was all right.
I see. Measuring the bag, and then really checking to make sure people weren't raising more than their allotment.
Well, I measured with a chain in acres and tenths, but now then, the last year or two I measured, you had to measure with the tape, and it went in hundredths.
Is that right?
Instead of
acres really
and tenths, it wasn't so bad. You could let a man get by, you know, the tenth of an acre or something like that, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes. It just went the chains and tenths, and they'd come to the nearest, whatever it was. But now then, it got a little stricter. The last year or two I measured with the tape, and it got down into hundredths instead of acres and tenths, you see. Uh-huh. And that hundredths is a whole lot closer than acres and tenths.
Yeah, certainly. Do they, are there a pretty severe fine?
Well, they don't do that anymore. They've cut you down now, and you're just allowed so many 100 pounds.
Oh, I see. Acre. They don't measure it.
Yeah, yeah, they'll go back over your records, you know, and get what you have raised. And now then, it's just, if you've got a half acre of land and they allot you 1,000, 1,200, or sort of whatever your last few years has been, you know, they ain't no more measuring tobacco.
I see.
And if you've got too much, well, you just can't sell it. You've got to sell what your allotment says to, you know, unless you can buy some. They've got plenty of it. People like me, I ain't got no tobacco this year. I contend it. The fella that I'd been renting it to for a number of years, he got him a job and went to work. And so you just can't hardly get anybody anymore. I ain't got no tobacco this year. I'm going to try to get somebody to tend it next year and save my allotment after so many years, you know. It used to be 5. I don't know what it is now. If you don't tend it, then you'll lose your allotment.
So. I see. Where did you raise it? Did you have a...
Huh?
Where did you raise it on the farm, the tobacco? Did you have to put that up in a special place?
Well, you had to hang it in the barn, you know. Mm-hmm.
Did you cure it yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Now, but you can raise all... Do you mind if I smoke a cigarette?
No, I smoke all the time.
What I was wondering about is if you you could raise all you wanted for your own use.
You could way back yonder. You could, well, enough people, they'd raise this old bull face, you know. They called it bull face, just an old strong tobacco. People could raise that for their own use.
How do you spell that?
What?
Bull, that's bull.
A bull face.
Bull face, F-A-C-E.
Yeah, they call it, it's an old big green, it's strong. You know, one of them old timers raise that. It'd kill a man that hadn't ever been smoking. If you don't smoke,
I'll hear you.
Let's see if there's something in that and just pour it out.
Okay, thank you.
Got a son-in-law, mm-hmm. He comes here and he smokes a lot. He'll fill that up a little bit.
Have you traveled much?
No. Been down Florida a few times.